Finance meeting is order.
We are so obsolete, aren't we?
Councilpersons Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Hollins, Cartier, Diller, Retta, Councilman Smiley, Co-Chair of Finance. Mr. Hohlleiter will be taking minutes during the absence of my legislative aide, whose face may be appearing on a milk carton. Start that up again. Not sure where she went. I may be putting out a want ad. We do have a quorum here. Is there a motion on the minutes of the July 23rd, 2013 Finance meeting?
So moved.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. The ayes have it. Nothing for the consent counter. First on the agenda, under other resolutions, is R13-199, under my sponsorship, authorizing the execution of three purchase order contracts to Midwest Tape Collection for library, audiovisual, CD, and DVD materials for the Department of Community Services, totaling $183,098. And these are the annual purchase orders, again, for CDs and tapes to be distributed to the various county libraries. Let the record show Councilman Tackett has joined us. Are there any questions or any comments on R13-199? Hearing none. R13-200, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to YWCA for pass-through grant for ESG rapid rehousing for the Department of Community Services, totaling $53,174. Again, this is for an agreement between Newcastle County and the YWCA, Delaware Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $53,174. And the Emergency Solutions Grant, and this is passed through. Any questions or comments? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, this grant, will it be effectuated at one site with the Y, or is it dispersed through their general budget, or?
Alan Madison. No, Gladstone.
I was standing. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought he was
going to stand up.
I thought he felt like
you're up. You're up, Mr. Madison.
This will originate in the main office, but it serves for people throughout the county.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? I'd like the record show Councilman Street and Council President Bullock have joined us. Next, R13-201, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Wilmington Area Planning Council to fund Newcastle County share of Wilmapco for FY2014 for the Department of Land Use, totaling $31,500. Again, this is an annual contribution we make for the Wilmapco. Any questions, comments, any members of council? Councilman Cartier.
I just would like to observe that, you know, my dealings with Wilmapco are they have a great staff, and they really, you know, do their best to serve local planning needs with transportation, and they're accessible, and, you know, they're well worth the funds that we're contributing.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Let the record show Councilman Weiner has joined us. Next on the agenda, resolution number 13-202. Authorizing the execution of five purchase order contracts to Baker and Taylor Companies for library books and materials for the Department of Community Services, totaling $186,097. And again, this is another one of the annual purchase orders that we get into the new budget year, purchasing materials to be distributed among the libraries. In this case, the libraries are so listed. Any questions, any comments, any members of council on this one? Next, with the record show, Mr. McDonald has joined us.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Welcome back. Next, R13-203, authorizing the issuance of the county's general obligation bond stormwater basin project series of 2010 SRF in a maximum principal amount not to exceed $100,000. Authorizing the county executive to determine the final terms and conditions of the bond. Authorizing the execution of a financing agreement with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, acting by and through the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, providing for the purchase of the bond and authorizing the execution of various documents in connection therewith. Mr. Cooper, you want to speak to this for a moment?
Yes.
Because it seems that it's mine's cut off somewhat.
Yeah, Ed, I'm looking from the finance office. This is a...
Excuse me a second, I need to clarify something. I can't see that. Okay, go ahead.
Ed Mel, looking from the finance office. This is, we have the opportunity to borrow $100,000 from the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, which is Andrew Dudenrek. It's for two particular stormwater ponds. I think it's the Hills of Airport Industrial Park. This is just a resolution that the county agrees to go through forward on getting this loan from Dudenrek. Against $100,000, it's for a term of 10 years for an interest rate of 2%.
Councilman Reddick.
Thank you. Ed, you mentioned the airport.
That's one of the ponds, the airport industrial.
Is that the one on DuPont Highway?
Yeah.
I would have special services on it.
Primarily more has ever with the Department of Special Services. Actually, it's right in the airport industrial park off of Frenchtown Road.
Okay.
But it's the entire parcel, right? Then it begins on DuPont Highway?
Yes, it's okay. begins from DuPont Highway and actually goes all the way
to the pond is further to the...
Yeah, all the way back.
To the back. Yes. Back. Right. Yeah. Councilman Tech.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this is because these ponds are our responsibility?
Yes, we maintain that airport park as Hills and Hills of Hocus and it's all their pond, which is...
I didn't know about the Hills of Hocus, but I knew the airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
My synopsis and fiscal cut off of this. Okay, Councilman Cardi.
Just to repeat, so we're borrowing these funds from a revolving fund associated with Dudenrek. And the term is 10 years
at 2%. Right, and to date, we've taken advantage of this to a tune of about $750,000. There's been resolutions over the past 4 or 5 years that's come to council for various other. These type of projects, Terrace of Iron Hill, Buena Vista, County Woods, different stormwater related. this brings a total of about $750,000 of this type of loan we've been able to take advantage of.
Thank you.
The community ponds through the amnesty program, is that?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Any other questions and comments today? I have nothing under ordinances, nothing under JKL. Next on the agenda, we have a council travel request on behalf of Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a request in order to allow me to attend the Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Weekend in Washington, D.C., leaving on the 19th of September. As council members know, I've attended this conference pretty much annually ever since I've been here, even before being here. And I normally say it's for me, it's a continuing education because so much I learned there during the legislative weekend from folks from all over the country who are experts in their fields. And there's always, I don't think it's going to ever end because there's always these assaults on human rights, on civil rights. President Bullock and I were both in Washington this past Saturday to be part of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington led by Dr. King. And I see all of this as part of the same initiative. As members of council know, the Supreme Court ruled that preterence was no longer required in the Voting Rights Act. There's a lot of national leaders who feel that preclearance, Section 5 of the Voters' Rights Act, was really the nucleus of the act itself. And members of Congress now are reaching out to certain members of this board as well, asking for support so that Congress can reinsert plea clearance into the Voters' Rights Act. And what plea clearance is all about is that certain states with a history of discrimination and putting all kind of roadblocks into the path of folks having the right to vote, they no longer have to do that. Before, you had to go before the Department of Justice to approve any changes in the voters' rights laws in the state or the counties. That is no longer the case unless Congress reacts to restore the three current section. There are a lot of people in the country, especially people of color, who feel that the Voting Rights Act really gives them the right to vote, not recognizing that the Constitution gives them the right to vote. But the Voting Rights Act makes certain that there's no impediments to that right to vote. And it appears that ever since I've been going to the Black Caucus, this is nothing new, that there are certain counties and jurisdictions in this country that are trying to come up with all kinds of ways and means to deny that right to vote. So I go there to learn about these things, to be able to speak to these things at any jurisdiction, at any time, and anywhere, and especially to people in my community who are confused by these issues. But I can say with the onset of the Tea Party, these issues are now coming to the forefront more so than I say before the pre-Tea Party. And when you look across this country into the gerrymandering and the folk that are going into Congress, all that ties into this whole assault on affirmative action and voting rights. So I go there to learn about these things and other things as well. But I feel there's always a need to be there to learn as much as I can about these issues that are very critical to folk being able to participate in American lifestyle.
And for those in attendance that may not be familiar with council's process, council members' travel is funded out of their office expense account. So it's not out of the general fund of county council. So there's a motion to approve the estimated travel expenses.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Enjoy your trip. Okay, next we have the Newcastle County Council grant request. I would like to thank everyone for their due diligence and making sure that the applications were all thorough, completed, and gotten to Ms. Gardner in a reasonable time. First, we have the Claymont Historical Society with an amount, proposed amount request of $350. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This grant request from Claymont Historical Society will be utilized for the annual Claymont Historical Tour, which is in the last few years become a pretty successful community event with probably 10 sites or more that are on the tour. It's a really very important recognition of Claymont heritage and gets more and more participation from the general public each year it goes on. So I'm happy to make a motion to make a grant request for $350 out of my grant funds for the 2013 annual Claymont Historical Tour.
So moved. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Tri-State Rescue and Research Incorporated, $500. Councilman Shelton.
Yes. Once again, this is a national communications, which they're trying to update their phone systems. Of course, Tri-State's also a bird refuge that's also national. We get if you ever go there and see how they wash and so forth, the birds that come from all over the country, not just Delaware. So with that, it's just very easy. Upgrade the phone system of $500.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Okay. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Someone can see if where is she? There she is. Okay. See, it hadn't heard anything. Okay. Next on the agenda is the Jewish Family Services of Delaware Incorporated, $2,500. Councilman Bell.
Councilman Bell is willing to give $500.
And you are, ma'am?
Oh, Karen Barlow, Councilman Bell's legislative aide.
Thank you. The way he goes through them, we weren't sure.
He's willing to give $500 toward the grant. It's for the Real program, Real Talk, it's called, program. So he said if anybody else would like to give toward it, please feel free.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr. Warner.
I'd Councilman be willing Warner. To match Mr. Bell and add an additional $500.
Yes.
Ruby Denward, legislative aide to Councilman Paris, and since he's not here, will be willing to give $500 to.
Well, since he's not here, why don't you just fill the whole ballot? Got it? Okay, we're looking for a motion for $1,500 to the Jewish Family Services of Delaware Incorporated. Is there a motion?
Jewish Family Services.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting. So we have that. That's Councilman Bell, Councilman Wire, and Councilman Powers, all for an equal amount of $500. Next, we have the Middletown Historical Society requesting $2,500. Councilman Bell.
Hi, Karen Barlow, Councilman Bell's Legislative 8. He is willing to give $500 toward this. It's for the Peach Festival. It was toward the Peach Festival band. They wanted to hire an outside band for the Peach Festival. And if anyone else would be willing to give toward it, please feel free.
They've already played, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Ruby Delmore, Legislative Aid, Councilman Powers will match $500 as well.
Anyone else? Three calls of the chair. Okay, with that, we're looking for a motion for $1,000 for the Middletown Historical Society.
So moved.
Second.
Moved. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Special Olympics of Delaware, $2,500. Councilman Bell.
Karen Barlow, Councilman Bell's Legislative Aid. Councilman Bell would like to give them the full $2,500. However, he said if anyone else would like to give toward this motion, it's for uniforms for the Special Olympics. He will give the full $2,500 if no one.
Let's see where we're at. Let's go with Councilman Retta.
I'll give $500.
For the $500. Councilman Cartier?
I'd like to contribute $500 to Special Olympics.
Very well.
$25.
Okay, so that leaves Councilman Bell with $1,000.
$5. $5 track dollars. Come on, man.
Okay. $500 for Councilman
Sherman. Very freaked up.
$500 for Bell. So we have Councilman Bell, Councilman Reddick, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and Councilman Street, all with an equal amount of $500. So I'm looking for a motion in the amount of $2,500 for the Special Olympics of Delaware.
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
No question. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting. You still want to say something?
Councilman Bell wishes to thank everyone.
Councilman Bell's looking for any more money than anybody might have.
You wait till Councilman Bell donates to the next two. Okay. Next on the agenda, we have Startup Africa, previously known as Delaware Kenya Association, $1,500. President Bowen.
This is a group of citizens in Newcastle County. This event is an educational event. Economic roundtable, business focus. They are very active in the county, and I make a motion that we support to help with the cost of their conference.
Okay, we might need to address the motion.
Second.
You made a motion that we. I think you want to make a motion that I, because I don't see a we. Okay, there's a motion on the table for $1,500 grant for Startup Africa.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Okay, next, sir, we have Howard High School of Technology, $1,500 request. Council President Bowen.
Again, make a motion that we support, I support, you support, we support pilot program for medical assistance student assignment. They're doing a great job at Howard, and we want to support the efforts and to encourage them to continue their education.
Okay, there's a motion for $1,500 for the Howard High School of Technology. Is there a second?
Second.
Councilman Street.
$5.
Okay, Councilman Street for $500. You have to clarify when you really, is that five, let me clarify.
Yes.
$500 is part of the $1,500, or is the $500 taking it to $2,000?
$2,000.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I just wanted to clarify.
$2,000.
You're not voting.
I'm not voting on this one.
Yeah. We won't discuss the secret reason.
Take $1,000.
We make sure we still have it. Okay, we're good. Okay, we have President Bullock for $1,500, Councilman Street for $500. So we're looking for a motion for $2,000 to the Howard High School of Technology.
Make a motion, we give Howard High the $2,000 toward their pilot program.
Okay, there's a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting? And not voting. Next, we have the expense and revenue roundtable. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order? Councilman Carter?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just like to sound out the administration on the issue of calculating the sewer overages, sewer counts related to artesian water, and just to get a little, you know, sense of where we are with that. My primary concern is, you know, fairness to the rate payers. Also, how does this impact budget that we adopted?
Anyone?
How's the review going? Where are we?
Pardon?
I just walked back in the room. I didn't catch the question.
Okay, the question is, we're looking for a status update on the sewer billing situation caused by artesian, because we've noticed it's been brought to our attention that there's a press release saying that adjustments are going to be starting to be made October 1st to the residents. We're not aware of whether there's an agreed to formula process or whatever, so you can help us.
And Bob Washback, stop me when I go off track. If we've had a series of meetings, we've gone through and identified what we think happened. And we're pretty confident that we've identified the fact that we got 15 months of data that came over, but it was actually just some confusion because people who were billed in October shouldn't have had all 15 months of data considered when they did the calculations. November shouldn't have had last month. December looks pretty good. So what we've done is come up with an aggregate number to work with the third quarter to get it as close to 91.25 days as possible, and then do a proration of consumption based on the gallonage that we got from artesian. And we feel that that should get us pretty close. Do I know the budget impact? I do not, because we haven't run the app. We haven't run the numbers yet.
So we can look forward to, hopefully, an update, and maybe the
probably within the next week
or
probably within the next two meetings like this, that we'll be able to give you a full-blown presentation.
Yeah, I think all accounts would very much appreciate if we could be able to wrap our hands around a final picture before the October 1 date that's been published. I mean, if we could, because we don't want to, I mean, it's out there. I've gotten calls already, and I told them just sit and wait like I am.
Well, what I can agree to do, as soon as we do have an answer, I'll be happy to email everyone that will come back and give a formal presentation.
All I'm going to ask is, if it's not ready by October 1, I would hope there'd be a bigger press release explaining to everyone that it's not ready, but being worked on and progress is being made.
We're moving cautiously to make sure that we don't harm anybody, so that's really what the goal is.
Okay. Any further questions, comments? Okay, is there anything else for expense revenue roundtable? Anything under other? Okay. Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay.
Here's the text. Yeah.